Good afternoon and greetings, everybody. It's that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey, bringing you a full hour with his famous trombone and his versatile orchestra, with Frank Sinatra, Joe Stafford, and the Pied Pipers. This program, ladies and gentlemen, comes to you from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, located on Route 23, the New York Compton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. And now, Tommy, I'd like to start this Saturday afternoon program off by putting you on the spot right away with a question.
What'd you say, Bill?
I want to ask you a question.
All right, well, I hope I'll be Tommy on the spot with the answer.
Well, do you agree with the reports in the papers that swing is on the way out?
Bill, swing isn't any more on the way out than rhythm is on the way out. It's just that some tunes have to be swung a lot more than others to sound right. They're written to be swung. Then other tunes are written to be played sweet, and that's the way they ought to be played. I've always felt that every tune should be played the way it sounds best. Sweet, swing, or straight. That answer your question?
Well, it certainly does, Tommy. And I know you're going to explain that as we go along today by playing a different arrangement for every different type of number. Now, but just how are you going to demonstrate your own versatility first?
Well, I think we'll start off with a medley of college tunes, Bill. The boys and I get a big kick out of playing at the various colleges, and we keep an arrangement of each tune, of each of their songs. And every time we play them reminds us of the swell times we had on our last visit.
All right, Tommy, we'll pick up just where we left off last Saturday and bring back memories of your first jaunt around the college circuit 4 years ago. So here we go. December 5th, 1935, Rutgers University, on the banks of the old Raritan. January 30, 1936, the University of Maryland and the Pied Pipers sing the victory song.
Maryland, we're all behind you. Wave high the black and gold. For there is nothing half so glorious as to see our men victorious. We've got the team, boys. We've got the steam, boys. So keep on fighting. Don't give in. M-A-R-Y-L-A-N-D.
January 31st, 1936, a salute to the old grads of Georgetown, the band playing the alumni song. February 1st, 1936, and it's Hail to Lehigh. The next tune is one that Tommy introduced for the first time anywhere on one of these full-hour programs last September.
That's right, Bill. It's a ballad called After All. Guy Wood wrote the music and Buddy Green the lyrics. Naturally, when we first played it, we didn't know whether it would become a hit or not. You never can tell, you know. It's the public who decides those things. And they decided in favor of After All, so that's why we play it now.
Well, Tommy, tell me, is this a sweet arrangement?
Yes, Bill, because in this case, the melody is the whole thing. In fact, that's the way it is with all the ballads.
Well, I'm sure we'll get the idea, Tommy, when we hear Frank Sinatra sing After All.
Thank you. Did we really have to part? After all, love had such a lovely start. We built all our hopes and dreams to the sky and never thought that they could all be lost in one goodbye. After all, does it matter who's to blame? Memories call, but they only fan the flame. Can't we find our heaven where we let it?
Now, Tommy, what's the next dish on your musical menu?
Well, Bill, this time I think we'll vary the diet with a species of the well-known killer diller. A little musical arsenic mixed up by that master chef, Cy Oliver, and called Jump Time.
Well, I hope you're going to heat it up a little bit with that golden voice trombone, Tommy.
Yes, the boys are going to start off with a little Harlem yodeling while I back them up with the trombone. Then we'll all join in and give out together.
All right, Tommy Dorsey and the band folks are heard in Jump Time.
Jump, jump, jump. Tommy's getting ready to play.
All right now, Tommy. I'm going to let you introduce the next group of numbers all by yourself.
Well, you mind if I straighten my tie, Bill?
Well, not at all, but how come?
Because the next medley is dedicated to four different sororities with a total membership of 70,657 beautiful young ladies.
How many?
Never mind, boys. Just do a good job in these songs, and we may get invited around.
When do we start?
After three beats, boys. Here we go. One, two, three.
Kappa Delta, are you listening? The five saxes play your flower song. Kappa Alpha Theta, and the song on the lips of the Pied Pipers is Theta Lips.
Theta Lips are smiling, Theta Eyes are blue. Theta Love is sweetest, Theta Hearts are true. Theta Tide went sailing.
Now Tommy Dorsey saluting Zeta Tau Alpha with his trombone playing Pride of Our Hearts. Today is the 88th birthday of Fire Mute, and the band sends its greetings with the beautiful Fire Mute song, Like the Breath of Roses. Demonstrating your versatility by giving us one of those milestones in jazz.
Well, how would Mahlenberg Joyce do?
Swell. Say, that's about a 15-year-old milestone, isn't it, Tommy?
Yes, that came out back there when good jazz playing was really getting started. It's the kind of tune musicians get a kick out of playing.
Well, I suppose that's how it gets to be a milestone.
Yeah, well, Bill, it helps a little bit, you know, because Mahlenberg Joyce is a very flexible tune. The soloist can use his imagination in playing around with it, using some of his own ideas. The fact is that several of our soloists get a chance in this special arrangement that Dean Kincaid made for us. Johnny Mintz does one of his swell solos on the clarinet. Phil Bodner, substituting for Babe Russin, does some jiving around on the tenor saxophone, and I take a whack at it with my trombone.
All right, everybody, let's get set and ready for some good old Dixieland jazz as Tommy Dorsey and the boys give you Marlon Berg Joyce. We'll be right back.
Say, Tommy, do you think your good friend Bing Crosby might be on hand to hear your next tune from his latest picture?
Well, it's only a little after 2 o'clock out in Hollywood, so Bing's probably not listening to the radio. He probably doesn't know we're plugging his new picture, The Road to Singapore.
But let's play it anyway, Tommy.
And I know he doesn't know that we're going to say it's a swell movie and everybody ought to see it at their local theater.
Well, I guess he doesn't know that either.
And that the Sweet Potato Piper, or the Pied Pipers, are going to sing a novelty tune from it called Sweet Potato Piper.
Oh, gee, it's too bad Bing is missing all this.
And our own Johnny Mintz is going to be heard on the Sweet Potato. All right, John? That's enough. That was a New Jersey sweet potato, Bing. If you are listening.
Say, Tommy, do you know where Bing is?
I haven't the slightest idea.
I know.
Where is he?
Santa Anita.
Oh, yeah. Today's the day of the big race.
The big $100,000 stake race. That's where he is.
Well, man, that's a killer. Maybe a couple of those nags that he has entered in there might come through for him today. They haven't won a race.
Today might be the day. Let's get on a bet, huh?
Well, what do you say after the program? We'll
okay.
Put a little dough on the thing.
All right.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Without Bing, but with plenty of bang. Sweet Potato Piper from a picture... Quiet. Sweet Potato Piper from a picture of an entirely different name, starring Bing Crosby and Bob Hope.
Do you remember Yuba, who played the tuba and made the rumba a popular beat? The peanut vendor was a solid sender,
not to mention Piccolo Pete.
Of course you've heard of Sammy from Alabama, the old accordion man. Well, while we're on the subject, do you know why the Beguine began? Music soothes the savage, that's a well-known phrase.
But your
heart becomes full of kettle drums when the sweet potato piper plays. Go on, throw your hat up, shout a few hoorays. You can't hold back, you're a jumpin' jack when the sweet potato piper plays. Though it's not a magic flute, there's a fascinating toot. It's not exactly beautiful,
it's sort of like an, I don't know, I guess you'd call it cute.
Sunbeams try new dance steps, songbirds sound their ace,
and the
world joins in with a great big grin when the sweet potato piper plays. Come on here, the sweet potato piper plays.
The next number on our program is another of those killer dillers. Tell me, is this one more or less homicidal than that first one, Jump Time?
The main difference is the faster tempo, Bill. But another big difference is that this one features Buddy Rich on the drums.
Well, Buddy can certainly move fast on them.
Yes, I don't think there's anybody in the business can hit those things harder, faster, and louder, and more often than our own Buddy Rich. And he really goes to town on this number. It's that famous Hawaiian war chant, Tahu Wahoo.
Folks, the title of it is Tahu Wahoo Wai, which is especially arranged by Dean Kincaid.
You tell him, Del. You're an announcer. I'm just a trombone player. Here we go.
Gentlemen, this full-hour program of music by Tommy Dorsey and his golden voice trombone, his versatile orchestra, comes to you from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, located on Route 23, the Newark Compton Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. The Meadowbrook, where America's dance music is always at its best.
And now, if you keep your ears peeled back a moment, and with the assistance of your local announcer, we'll pause briefly for station identification. And now, folks, here we are back for the second half of a full hour with that sentimental gentleman of swing, Tommy Dorsey. You know, the purpose of these Saturday afternoon programs is to demonstrate the amazing versatility of Tommy's orchestra, to show you how each arrangement fits the mood of the tune, and no tunes are played exactly alike in the whole hour. Tommy explains the difference as we go along, and the tunes prove the point.
That's right, Bill. But in the popular medleys, I like to let you do the explaining while I'm busy back there with the boys. So during this medley of the most played tunes of the week, suppose you carry on.
Okay. Well, folks, Tommy reports that number one for today is Leaning on the Old Top Rail. Number two is Starlit Hour. And number three is I've Got My Eyes on You. And here's number one, Leaning on the Old Top Rail. And the second, Starlit Hour, featuring Tommy Dorsey's Golden Boys trombone. Frank Sinatra's familiar and delightful voice is heard, and I've Got My Eyes on You.
I've got my eyes on you, so best beware. Stray too far from home. Incidentally, I've set my spies on you. I'm checking on all you do, from A to Z. So, darling, just be wise. Keep your eyes on me.
Say, Tommy, while you were busy with that medley, we've just had a whole bunch of requests for you to play one of your most famous arrangements.
Why, Bill, I had that one all set in advance. Some coincidence.
All right, now you tell me, and if it's the one that these kids here at the Meadowbrook this afternoon have requested, we'll have them all say yes.
Well, I just played safe. It's the number we always get the most requests for. Is it Song of India?
Yeah!
Why, certainly it's the Song of India. I say, by the way, that's one of your swing classics, too, isn't it?
It was the first of a whole series of swing classics.
Well, who arranged it?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Well, pretty near everybody. We were playing here at the Meadowbrook at the time. It's sort of an experiment. We had a rehearsal after hours, and everybody in the band had an idea on how it ought to be played, even the bartenders. So one guy fixed up a few bars, another guy knocked out a few more, and before we knew it, we had a swing classic.
And so that's how swing classics are born, huh? So let's hear it now, Tommy, right away. The Song of India.
Old Song of India. Say, Tommy, this next number looks and sounds to me like a brand new one, is it?
Yes, it is, Bill. Brand new. It's a beautiful ballad with some swell lyrics by Johnny Burke, and Jimmy Van Heusen wrote the music. Axel stored all the raises for our band. The name of the tune is Polka Dots and Moonbeams, and it looks like it'll be a very big hit.
Well, now tell me first, though, who's going to be featured in this?
Well, it starts off with a little trombone playing on my part, and then the vocal chorus is taken over by Frank Sinatra.
All right, Tommy, let's hear tomorrow's hit tune today, Polka Dots and Moonbeams.
And heard, and oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw polka dots and moonbeams all around a pug-nosed dream. The music started, and was I the perplexed one? I held my breath and said, may I have the next one in my frightened arms? Polka dots and moonbeams sparkled on a pug-nosed dream. There were questions in the eyes of other dancers as we floated over the floor. There were questions, but my heart knew all the answers, and perhaps a few things more. Now in a cottage built of lilacs and laughter, I know the meaning of the words ever after, and I'll always see polka dots and moonbeams when I kiss the pug-nosed dream.
Say, Tommy, I think that everybody enjoyed your sorority medley early in the program, and I'm sure nobody enjoyed it more than the fraternity men listening in, for whom the songs were intended.
That's right, Bill. And I think they'd like us to return the compliment by playing their songs for the girls. We'll have 178,400... Burns! Hey, Bobby, get that adding machine, will you? 178,488 brothers of four fraternities serenading 70,657 sisters of today's four sororities.
Boy, some serenade, Tommy. Let's go! Sigma Chi rests its case on the well-known Sweetheart of Sigma Chi with the help of the Pied Pipers.
The girl of my dreams is the sweetest girl of all the girls I know. Each sweet coed like a rainbow trail fades in the afterglow. The blue of her eyes and the gold of her hair are a blend of the western sky and the moonlight beams on the girl of my dreams. She's the sweetheart of Sigma Chi.
Five Saxes doing their best on White Star of Sigma Nu. Sweetheart of ATO. Theta Pi goes slightly ceremonial with the Loving Cup. None of Tommy Dorsey's programs could be complete without at least one number from his famous Marie cycle. So what is it today, Tommy?
Well, it's my own particular favorite, Bill. It's called Deep Night. And I think Paul Westine has really done himself proud on this arrangement in the Marie style.
Well, are we going to hear your trombone in it?
Yes, I'll take the first chorus, then Frank Sinatra sings with a special set of words sung by the band along with him. Then there'll be a trumpet solo by Sheriff Jimmy Blake. And don't forget, listen to the words in the background, especially those night winds whistling.
Okay, and that means Deep Night featuring Tommy Dorsey with his golden voice trombone and the entire ensemble. Come to my arms, my darling,
darling,
my sweetheart,
sweetheart,
my own.
Say all of me.
Vow that you'll love me always,
forever,
and be mine alone.
Deep ain't you coming up?
Night,
let's get together.
Whispering trees above,
plants low,
kind
night, love,
bringing you nearer, nearer, and dearer. Deep
say, don't you know tonight?
Night. Deep in the arms of love. Folks, Tommy Dorsey proves the old saying that the hit songs of yesterday are the memory songs of today by playing three perennial favorites, Whispering, Avalon, and Japanese Sandman. Frank Sinatra sings Whispering.
Whispering while you cuddle near me. Whispering so no one else can hear. Each little whisper seems to cheer me. I know it's true, there's no one, dear, but you, dear. Whispering while no one ever leaves me. Whispering while you will never grieve me. Whisper and say that you believe me. Whispering that I love you.
And now Tommy Dorsey's golden voice trombone in Avalon. Getting together on Japanese Sandman.
And now, folks, Tommy picks up the trail of his first tour of the college campuses. That was back about 4 years ago, and earlier tonight we left off with Lehigh University. Where did you go next, Tommy?
Next, we got a rousing reception at Syracuse. You can start your march of the calendar from there, Bill.
Okay, February 4th, 1936, Syracuse University, where the song favorite is Saltine Warrior. Tommy Dorsey moving on to Cornell University, where it stood far above Cayuga's waters, the Pied Piper is elucidating.
Far above Cayuga's waters, with its waves of blue, stands our noble alma mater, glorious to view. Lift the chorus, speed it onward, louder praises tell. To thee, our alma mater, hail, all hail, Cornell.
February 28th, back in New York at Columbia, where the song that stirs the blood is Roar, Lion, Roar. March the 6th found Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra away down south at the University of Florida. And here comes the Orange and the Blue. Everyone knows is Tommy Dorsey's famous signature, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You. Ladies and gentlemen, the National Broadcasting Company hopes that you've enjoyed this full hour of dance music by Tommy Dorsey with his golden voice trombone and his famous orchestra. The program has come to you from Frank Daly's Meadowbrook on Route 23, the Newark Pump and Turnpike in Cedar Grove, New Jersey. The Meadowbrook, New Jersey's popular rendezvous for diners, dancers, and lovers of America's finest dance music. And now Tommy will be on the air several times during the week, and then next Saturday at this same time, you'll hear him play another whole hour of dance music with a different arrangement for each different tune, and no two tunes alike. So we invite you all to listen in again at that time. Bill Abernathy speaking. So long.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.